Welcome, baby. Yes, I am back. Not from the dead, although it felt at times like I died, but no. I am back from an extended vacation in Texas. I guess if you want to call that, it's not really a vacation. We went there to visit Cat Z's family. Yes, we went there to visit Cat Z's family. So, I guess it was a vacation. If you want to be technical, it was more of a, what do you call going to see family? Because it's really not. You didn't jet ski. You didn't snowmobile. You didn't see a parade. You didn't go mountain biking. That's like what you do on a vacation, right? Seeing family is not really vacation. It should be called something like famication, something like that. Went on a famication. And let me throw this at you. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know when. But I have mosquito bites all over my arms. I definitely have a Zika virus. I definitely have it. 100% have it. I have, if you're watching on video, I have right here. Can you see? There you go. You can see that. So I got bites here, big bites here, bites on the back. So I got 4 bites on my bicep, okay? 4 bites on my bicep. And then I have 5 bites on my right bicep. I'm feeling them right now. You take a look, boom, all here. Then I have 2 on the back of my leg. 1, I don't know how this happened. I don't know how this happened. 1 on my buttocks, my gluteus maximus, okay? On my left cheek. All right, my left cheek. And then I have 3 on my right lower leg. I am covered in mosquito bites. I don't get it. I didn't see mosquitoes. Her parents don't live in a swamp. And the last time I was there, no mosquito bites. The time before that, no mosquito bites. Time before that, no mosquito bites. So I don't know how this happened. I was sitting on the porch, minding my own business. I didn't feel bites. I didn't see them. But lo and behold, the next morning, I have mosquito bites all over. And I don't understand the ones on my lower part of the body, considering I did not wear shorts. So did the mosquitoes crawl up my pant leg? Were they crawling up inside? I don't get it. I don't understand mosquito bites. I don't. So that was the big thing. And I think I have a Zika virus. So if my head, as the days go on, my head starts to get deformed and shrunk, and I start to look like Beetlejuice, you'll know I definitely contracted the virus, and it's oozing, literally oozing inside my soul. Now, that was the big thing in Texas, the mosquito bites. I didn't really do anything else. I mean, seriously, 8. Whataburger and Railhead and Whataburger again. And what's it called? Another burger. Kennan's, another burger place. All the things that you do in Texas is eat. That's what you do. That's it. So that was the big thing. Now, why I'm boring you with this, and we've got a lot of things to cover, is because it is a setup. It's a setup for my experience at the airport. Yes. Yes. I can now give you something firsthand that you've only been seeing. You've only been reading. You've only been listening to news people or print media or the internet rags talking about the TSA lines. I can now firsthand tell you that it is insane. It is insane. Plain and simple. It's insane. And it's not because they have to do their job. It's not because they have to do their job. All right? So put that out of your head. Put that out of your head. It's not because they have to do their job and make sure people don't blow up airplanes. That's not the case. It's because the government, this administration, remember, when Obama was the president for the first year, for the second year, even a little on the third year, everything that happened, and anything bad that happened, it was Bush's fault. Remember, well, he inherited this problem, and he inherited that problem, and this thing that's going on is because Bush signed this bill for years. Well, here we are, and we're approaching the 8-year mark, and he has to own the problems that we have. He has to own the issues that are going on in this country. And one of those issues is TSA, airport security. His man, Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, they are incompetent. They really are incompetent. 100% incompetent. And they have to own that. They have to own it. Now, let me explain to you. And it's funny because I've said this before. A lot of the things that happen in our country is basically for show. It's window dressing, I guess you could say. And we're just lucky that bad things don't happen more. And then when they do, we go into a panic mode or a lockdown mode, I guess you could say. And then you think to yourself, well, if we would have just did that before this horrible thing happened, this horrible thing wouldn't have happened. Or at least if they didn't just go through the motions. And this dates back to Bush getting memos about bin Laden trying to attack buildings in the United States using passenger airplanes. I mean, let's face it. If we would have acted then, there wouldn't be 9/11. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. And before that, if Bill Clinton would have acted and actually took the threats of bin Laden seriously, if he would have took the threats of bin Laden seriously, then the whole Bush situation would never have had to happen. So everything we go through is window dressing, because then when something horrible happens, everybody goes into it's almost damage control. So we have attacks. We have horrible, horrible things happen. So TSA is created. And you take your belt off, you take your shoes off, you take your pants off. You do all of these things so they can make sure nobody is carrying box cutters through the airport, or they're having a underwear bomb, whatever. And then we find out that TSA has been failing spot checks. And not just one or two, but hundreds of spot checks. You have different airports, different TSA officers, different sections of different cities. You have these people. You have this department. They're failing. They're failing. You have undercover. So they would be undercover terrorists. They're not really terrorists. They're police officers or detectives or FBI agents posing as would-be terrorists, trying to smuggle guns in or explosives, trying to see just how secure the airports are and how good the TSA is doing their job. And guns, fake bombs, knives, all of these things are getting through. So all these years, when we think, oh, well, we're safe, we're not safe. It's just smoke and mirrors. It's the illusion of being safe. If somebody really wanted to blow up a plane, somebody really wanted to hijack a plane, they very, very, very easily could have snuck a gun or an explosive. Easy. Easy. But we see everything that's going on with the belt and the pants and the whole thing, and we go, oh, we're safe. Yeah, we're safe. It's like locking your door at night with the little BS lock that comes with the house or the apartment or or wherever. You don't have deadbolts. You don't have chains. You the little lock. So did you lock the door? We're going to bed. Yeah, I locked the door. We're safe. No, you're not. You know how easy it is to pop open those locks? But we think we're safe. We think we're secure. So when the TSA failed, when the TSA let hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of weapons in, they had to make an overhaul. They had to actually do their job. Because they weren't doing their job. They were going through the motions. We were getting lucky. We were getting lucky. So all of a sudden, bosses, you know, the leadership in these departments, PSA, Homeland Security, cracked the whip and said, guys, guys, you let this gun in. You let this fake bomb in. You got to, what are you doing? And you know these TSA workers are not the brightest. You know they're not. They're not the brightest. Some of them are. Some of them are good people. Some of them are smart. But there's a lot that are just dumb as a rock, man. Really dumb as a rock. They got, I don't know if you say lucky, but they definitely hit the jackpot by getting that job because there's no real training involved. And there's no education needed. It's not like you need a woman's study degree to land a job at TSA. You don't need a philosophy degree. You don't need that. So now they have to do their job. So what's happening? The lines are now longer. Because instead of just sitting behind the computer board or whatever you call that machine and the suitcases are going through, and you're seeing if there's a bomb or there's a gun or whatever the hell is in there, liquid underpants, bomb underpants. Instead of just pushing that button and the conveyor belt goes and you're just like, I mean, literally, you just keep your finger on that conveyor belt and the luggage just goes through. You don't know what you're looking for. You don't care what you're looking for. You're thinking, you know, what's the odds? What's the odds? It's kind of like airplane maintenance. You have this huge airplane. You're giving it a tune-up. What are they tuning up? What are they tuning up? You could have a rivet that falls off on one of the wings. Just one rivet that creates a pinprick of a hole and it gets depressured and all of a sudden the wing blows off and the plane blows. Like, how do you? It's just like, you know, we fix it when it breaks. Other than that, a tune-up. It is what it is. That's what it is. So these guys just go through. If something happens, it happens. But now they're actually having to stop, look, determine, and then let it go through or stop it. So when you go through security now, it's much slower because people are getting patted down more. Bags are getting searched more. The conveyor belts are going slower. They're doing their job. And by doing their job properly, it slows things up. Now, that's not a bad thing. We want TSA to do their job. We don't want bombs and guns and knives to go through. We don't want that. So God bless them. Stop that conveyor belt. Search that guy. Search that girl. Search that family. Search that bag. Do your job. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. In the great wisdom of the Obama administration and Jay Johnson and that whole Obama crew, all of his buddies, his crony friends, they came up with a plan that they were going to save money. They were going to save money with TSA. Okay? They're going to save money with Homeland Security. They're going to save money. They're going to gamble. They're going to gamble with our lives. They cut about 10% of the workforce. They cut 10% of the workforce. So, if you cut 10% of the workforce, but then tell the remaining workforce that's on the job that they actually got to do their job better. And in order to do one's job better at security, it means searching everybody more thorough, searching bags more thorough, which in turn slows everything up. So now if you have a reduction of 10% in the workforce and you have the remaining workforce doing their job more thorough, you have lines like you wouldn't believe. And normally if it took a half hour to get through security, you're talking about an hour and a half to get through security. Now you say, well, Rob, why would they cut money? Why would they reduce the staff at the TSA? Why would they do that? And I say, because they're dumb, but to be more technical, they're not business people. They've never run a business. They have no concept of how that works because Obama was a community organizer and all of his friends were nothing but career lobbyists or lawyers, or they majored in women's studies or in philosophy, but they're not business people. So somebody's bright idea was to come up with a system that pre-screened individuals. So it's a TSA pre-check system. So if you're someone that travels more than, say, once a year to Aunt Jenny or Uncle Conrad's house, you sign up for this pre-check system. Now, it's a bit of a process, just like anything involving the government, DMV, post office. This is a process. It's always a process. So you have to literally set an appointment to then get screened, background check, all sorts of stuff that takes time out of your day. Okay? Takes time out of your day. Takes time out of your precious day. And if you're somebody that travels a lot, guess what? That means you're busy. That means you're important. That means you have work to do. You're not just sitting around your house picking lint out of your belly button. So you have to find time in your day, in your week, in your month. And then you have to pay. There's a fee involved in this TSA, $100, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less. I don't know, but ballparking $100. And now you got to pay the government. You got to pay the government. So once this process is complete, and they determine that you're not a terrorist, you now can go through a special checkpoint area that's located right next to the checkpoint area the average non-pre-screened TSA people are waiting in line. You have the normal line, which now consists of one scanner. And I'm going from experience of Thursday morning at LX, American Airlines. So you have one metal detector that you walk through. One machine that blows air on you and you hold your hands up. And two conveyor belts with people watching luggage go through. And you have a line that extends half a football field. And then next to those metal detectors and those conveyor belts is a separate metal detector, a separate conveyor belt with five TSA officers stationed there. That's for the pre-screened TSA passengers. And guess what? There's no one there. Stragglers. Stragglers. One, two, three people every 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I sat there and I looked. And I said, there's no one in that. Look, the TSA officers are talking. They're just playing around. They're like snapping rubber bands at each other. What the? It's ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. There's a half a football field here. A half a football field. There's people in line, half a football field, stretching through the airport. And over here is empty conveyor belt, is an empty and TSA officer snapping each other rubber bands, waiting for pre-screened people. Waiting for pre-screened people. Because in the wisdom of the Obama administration, when they came up with this pre-screen idea, they figured in the span of 3 years, 4 years tops, there would be millions and millions of people that would sign up for pre-screen. Those people won't have to go through the vigorous screening process. Be able to just nonchalantly walk through a metal detector because they will have already paid a fee. They will have already had a background check. Their work, their home, their cars, everything's in this. So should a bomb go off or something shady happens, we'll at least know who did it. They were off by a million or so people. The concept that they would be able to eliminate 10% of the TSA staff because there would be a percentage of people that would sign up for pre-check. And in turn, the airports would not need as many people. This whole concept didn't work. Didn't work. Jay Johnson, Obama, all of his pals that he put in place, they were wrong. They were wrong. They were wrong. So now, when you go to the airport, you wait in line an hour to 2 hours longer than you had to a year, 2 years ago. All because, once again, the Obama administration and his pals failed. They failed. They failed miserably. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And people think government in this aspect, solution. In this aspect, and in many aspects, government is the problem. Government is a problem. And it just seems when it comes to security, when it comes to our security, this administration, and the friends of the administration, all the crony pallies, that security is not their top priority. It's not. There's border control. I mean, imagine when you hear people say, well, in order for us to deport XYZ and in order to do this properly, we would need to hire at least 10,000 more border agents. Okay, do it. Well, you know, what? Do it. That's our security. That's our security. Why do you not want to spend money on our security? Why do you want to spend money on fighting guys dressed as women being allowed to go in a woman's bathroom? Why is that something that's a priority? That's something that everybody's gotta rally around and fight for. Why? Why? Why is that something? I mean, imagine the burden on individual states, individual communities, and individual businesses to set up bathrooms and set up showers or just go through that hassle. And yet, you want to go see Uncle Jimmy, Aunt Jenny, Conrad, whoever the hell you want to go see, you got to stand in line for 7 hours. Why? Because our security isn't important. The average American security is not important. This president and his pals don't feel our security is important. Because going through that line, that's not security. That's not security. A, they're finally doing their jobs properly. Okay? And B, there's not enough people. So when they're doing their job properly, there's not 4 and 5 and 6 hour lines. If there wasn't a reduction of staff, imagine you've got a football field worth of people trying to get through two conveyor belts, two metal detectors, and there's an empty metal detector. And TSA officials throwing rubber bands at each other because there's not enough people in pre-screened TSA checklist going through. So you have a whole nother section of wasted staff. Wasted. So not only is there a reduction of 10% staff, but there's probably another 5% in wasted workers. We have a whole department set up for pre-screened TSA people, and there's just not enough of them to make it worth anything. So you got to add a percentage on top of that. So here we are going to airports, and there's probably 15, maybe 20% less. 20% less workers than there were 2 years ago. And you have airlines lowering their rates to get more people to travel. You have record numbers. Record numbers as far as flights that have been discounted and with the fuel costs. I mean, traveling now is really inexpensive. I mean, you get $180 a flight. I mean, that's nothing. It's nothing. So you got air companies, you got these airlines enticing people to travel more, and you got our government making it miserable on people. Miserable. And this is a story you don't hear that much of. You don't hear CNN talking about this. You don't see Don Lemon doing an hour. You don't see Anderson Cooper. Why? Because they're pre-screened. They're first class. Some of them are private jets. So this doesn't affect them. This affects ordinary, everyday people. And Obama has failed us. He's failed us here, security. He's failed us at the border with security. But if you're a dude dressed as a woman, he's looking out for you. You can go to any bathroom you want. You could, yeah, hell, you win an ESPY for heaven's sakes. Win an ESPY. Oh, it's amazing. So, there's my little Texas travel story. Hope I didn't bore you too much.